Earlier this week, I was contacted by a business owner who was fined more than $3,000 for carrying on his tilt tray a second-hand truck that he purchased with a view to fix up and take home and be part of his business. He was told by police he needed a tow truck license because he planned to eventually use it for his business. Now, this all started before that, last week, when a bloke was carting an old car on the back of a trailer with a winch on it. And he was pulled up by the police, highway patrol, and he made an admission that his job in life was to go and collect these old cars, put them on the back of the trailer, and then sell them, I guess, for scrap or sell them to a scrap yard. Now, police said, well, you need a tow truck driver's license to do that. And I said at the time, I understand that, that if he's in the business of towing vehicles for profit, he needs to have the appropriate licenses because it costs tow truck drivers or tow truck operators, you know, up to $30,000 or $40,000 a year to operate their business. So you can't have people, like they do with Uber, coming in, of course, and undercutting by not paying the fees. But that led to this strange anomaly, where now I've got excavators, plumbers, other people who merely put a smaller truck on a tilt tray to take it to a job and then use it for excavation and then put it back on the truck and drive it home. So they're doing it from their workshop or from their home to a job and then back again. And now they're being told by police that they have to have a tow truck driver's license. Now, I thought that was ridiculous. And there seems to be a really grey area here. So we spoke to the police about it, and they told us they'd been instructed by the Department of Fair Trading to go after these so-called renegade tow truck drivers. I don't think they're renegade. I think they're trying to make a quid for themselves and not interfere with the normal tow truck industry business. Kevin Anderson's the New South Wales Minister for Better Regulation. He's responsible for fair trading in New South Wales, who enact this legislation. He listened to the program earlier this week and said he talked to me about this grey area, and the Minister's online. Minister, good morning to you.
Morning, Ray. How are you?
Good, thank you. Were you aware of what was happening with the coppers being told by the department to liven these people up with fines?
No, we were not. We were aware that we were clamping down on tow truck drivers to make sure they were doing the right thing, but it's captured the others, mate, which is extremely unfortunate. Bad communication on our part.
Okay. Do you concede that it is a grey area? We need to make sure the grey area is removed in relation to tradies who are merely taking their own, you know, trucks on the back of tilt trays to their own jobs?
Yeah, 100%. So what we've done, we've changed those rules, Ray. They will come into force early next year. So those people who are, you know, carrying forklifts or golf buggies or ride-on mowers or excavators on the back of their truck, on their tray truck, or even, you know, motor retail operators who are taking a car from one car yard to another,
right,
they should not be captured and they will not need a tow truck license.
Okay, so... You know, every time you invent a rule, someone's going to try and mate, I'm a motor trader. I'm taking 100%. This from here to here, so I don't really need Kevin Waters from Kevin Waters Towing to tow it. So how do you make sure the integrity of what you're trying to do? Because I appreciate and applaud what you're doing, but there'll always be someone who tries to push the boundary, Minister.
Yeah, look, 100%, Ray, and obviously what we've got to try and do is make that crystal clear, and I think if you've got a winch on the back and you are a registered tow truck operator, you know, stopping at accidents and picking up trucks or picking up cars or picking up motor vehicles, then you are a registered tow trucker. But it came to light to me because I'm up in Tamworth. I'm actually driving on the way to Gunnedah as we speak, Ray, and my mates work in Coates, and they were saying they were asked to pay for a tow truck driver's license. So I went, oh, hang on a second, how does that work? So that's why we've fixed that. But in terms of what you've been saying, we're unaware of police as well. But on the back of what you were saying last week, we've also spoken to the police minister, who's going to have a chat to the police, and we do need to clarify the rules. We've got to get better at our communication, and we're going to fix that. We're going to fix that anomaly and that catch-all with these new regulations.
Well, okay. And you said Coates High, did you? I should declare.
Yeah.
If it's Coates High, they're one of my football sponsors, so I need to declare that. I didn't know you were going to mention them, but anyway, we'll declare.
Sorry, mate. I do apologise.
No, don't apologise. I've just got to make a declaration before I end up, and I don't want you to be dragged onto Media Watch as well for naming them and conspiring with me to somehow promote one of our sponsors, but that's one of the other anomalies I was spoken about. But let's just say, and this is one of the grey areas I'm talking about, we've got a bloke, and I know one, who's a plumber, okay, and he's got a flatbed with a winch on it. And from time to time, he either takes equipment And by the way, you can't strap it down with a winch, I should explain to people. You've got to make sure it's only there to drag on the truck. You can't...
Correct.
You can't get the winch attached. But just say that he's got a tipper, a little tipper that he's taking to a job because he's doing excavation, and he takes the tipper to load it up and then put it back on the truck and bring it back as long as it doesn't exceed weight. He's not doing this for profit. He's running a business. Is he one of the blokes that we've got to look after to make sure he doesn't get fined for, having it on a flatbed?
Yeah, absolutely. So, whether it's a cherry picker or excavator or, a bit of your everyday business that you're putting on the back of a truck, and if you're taking it to your place of work and it is part of your business and it's obviously not a tow truck, then, absolutely, that's unfortunately what's being captured at the moment. So we'll clear that we'll fix up those anomalies. And those hire companies as well, like the one we just mentioned, there are many others as well who often carry, whether they be portable generators. I know here in the country we've got portable generators going all over the place. They should not be captured as well, Ray. So they're the people, and you rightly point out, we've got to look after.
Okay. All right. Sounds like you cleared it up, but we'll have a yarn in the new year just to make sure we get all our base, because I'll give you a tip. What'll happen, now we've had the conversation, someone will come up with something you and I haven't thought of, okay?
Yeah. Well, look, that's half the battle, trying to stay ahead of the game. But, mate, we'll do what we can.
Okay. I appreciate your time. Thanks for solving it for us. Well done.
Thanks, Ray. Cheers, mate.
Thank you. Kevin Anderson, Minister for Better Regulation, Innovation, Fair Trading. And he's also the Minister for Racing, by the way, as well, even though it doesn't go onto his letterhead. But that's good. That's really good, because we've had a result. Now, I would imagine, given what he just told me and the fact that he's spoken to the police minister, there'll be some sort of, David Elliott, there'll be some sort of moratorium on the highway patrol going after people until we have a clear-cut definition of what the legislation is in New South Wales early in the new year.